In this audio, we are going to talk about how we are already where we are supposed to be when it comes to life. How you are already where you are supposed to be. Exactly where you are supposed to be. We are going to talk about how this is true. How you can begin to see more how this is true, and also what it allows us to see and do, how it allows us to live our lives when we begin to see more how this is true, what kind of difference it can make. I wanted to start by telling you a little bit about my own life and how I have begun to see more how this is true. Because I know that those times when life feels hard, those times when we don't feel so good, it looks like the total opposite. It definitely doesn't look like we are where we are supposed to be. And one of those times when that happened to me was when I was in my last year in the university. At that time, I started to experience some anxiety. And I had never really suffered from anxiety before. So, first of all, I was not really sure what was happening to me. And secondly, I didn't really know how to cope. I didn't really know how to go forward and how could I stop feeling that anxiety. How could I get over that anxiety and start to feel good again? And what happened for me was that I experienced my very first and second anxiety attack. But during that second attack, however, I had an insight how my thoughts and feelings in the moment had nothing to do with the reality. Those thoughts and feelings that I was experiencing when I was experiencing that anxiety had nothing to do with the reality, had nothing to do how things really were. And what that simple insight allowed me to do was that it immediately cleared my head. It immediately cleared my head and allowed me to see that I had been self-causing my suffering and that I didn't need to do that anymore. It allowed me to see that I could simply stop entertaining myself with those negative thoughts, with those insecure thoughts that I had been experiencing. And when I simply stopped entertaining myself with those thoughts, my experience would change. My thinking would shift, and so would my experience and my feeling state as well. When I stopped entertaining myself with those anxious thoughts that I had been experiencing, I would immediately start to feel better. I would start to have new thoughts, more positive ones. And what that experience really allowed me to see was that I had this incredible power within me. I had this incredible power within me that allowed me to go through anything that I would face in life. So going through that experience of anxiety and allowing myself to be healed truly empowered me. And what started by being the worst experience of my life, because that's how I felt when I first started to experience that anxiety, I felt like it was the worst experience of my life. And when I experienced those anxiety attacks, so what started as the worst experience of my life ended up being the biggest gift that I had ever experienced, because it truly allowed me to recognize my own power, and also it awakened me to see something new. It awakened me to see something new that I had never seen before. And that's also when I came across this understanding that I teach today. That has made such a huge difference personally in my life. And I have also seen how it has made such a big difference in other people's lives as well. So when I look back now, the experience that I had before with that anxiety, at that time it truly looked like I was not where I wanted to be, and I was not where I was supposed to be. But when I look back now, and when I did look back after that experience, I truly began to recognize how it was exactly where I was supposed to be, and how it ended up being one of the biggest gifts that I have ever experienced, allowing me to see more, allowing me to recognize more who I truly am from my core, allowing me to recognize more of my own inner resources, allowing me to be more of the person who I am today. So that was one of those times when I self felt like I was not where I was supposed to be. But after going through that experience, I began to recognize how it had been exactly where I was supposed to be. How it had been exactly what I had been meant to experience. Another one of those times when I have felt like I am not where I'm supposed to be when it comes to life was that when I was looking for love and I found it hard to find that kind of long-lasting love and long-term relationships. At that time, I thought that I truly wanted to find the kind of relationship that I was dreaming of. And also I wondered why it was so hard for me to find that kind of relationship. I truly felt like I'd be happier when I would find that love that I had been looking for. But it wasn't really until I learned to recognize how all that love and happiness that I could ever experience, how I already had all that love and happiness within me. When that relationship that I had been looking for also showed up into my life. So looking back now at that time, I can truly recognize how being caught up in my thinking about love and spending so many years for looking for that love in another person and looking for that love outside of myself how it at the end allowed me to see and recognize where that love that I truly wanted to experience really was to be found. That the love that I had been looking for outside of myself, I finally recognized how that love could only ever be found from within me. And what also happened was that when I truly found that love within me, and I saw it with such clear eyes that love could only ever be found from within. What also happened was that I completely stopped caring about finding that relationship that I had been looking for. I completely stopped caring about finding love in a form of a relationship. Because I simply recognized how I already had that love within me. And what happened for me was that when I stopped looking for love, I simply started to live in that feeling of love, living that feeling of love that I had become aware of, that I already had within me. I remember how happy I felt, how in love with life I felt. And all that stress about finding that right relationship that I had been looking for was gone. This also completely changed how I related to other people. It wasn't anymore that I needed something from another person. It wasn't anymore that I needed another person to be able to be happy. But what I simply started to do was that I started to connect with people. And this happened automatically. It wasn't anything that I was consciously doing. But it happened automatically that I started to feel this deep feeling of connection with the people I came in contact with. I started to enjoy my relationships in a whole new level. And when I started to relate to other people in a different way, when I stopped needing something from other people, and I simply started to enjoy my relationships and enjoy that feeling of connection and closeness that I started to feel with other people, that completely changed also not only my experience, but also how other people started to relate to me. Because I think that we all know that it doesn't feel good when we can feel that another person wants something from us. We can feel that and it doesn't feel that good. But when we are open in the company of the other person, when we are feeling that love and when we are feeling that feeling of connection, it gives also a totally different experience for that other person. It helps them to feel closer to us as well. It helps them to relax in our company. So going from that place, how I felt like I was not where I was supposed to be, how I felt like I wanted to find that perfect relationship, but it was hard for me to find. Going from that place to that place where I realized how all that love that I could ever experience I already had within me, and how I simply started to enjoy my relationships after that. I started to enjoy my life and I started to enjoy my relationships in a whole new way. That difference was like day and night for me. And looking back at that time, I can recognize how I was exactly where I was supposed to be. Because that experience that I went through, it allowed me to see that love was not where I thought it was, and it allowed me to look to a different direction. It allowed me to finally wake up and look to a new direction where I could find that love that I had been looking for. And not only did I find that love within me by going through that experience, but also 3 months after that insight that I had about love, when I simply started to enjoy my relationships and I stopped expecting something from other people, when I started to live more in that feeling of unconditional love, 3 months after that, the relationship that I had been looking for also showed up into my life. And I can truly see that if I hadn't had gone through my experience, this misunderstanding that I had about love, if I hadn't had gone through that, I would not have had that same deep understanding what it is that we need for us to experience those loving, healthy relationships that we truly want to experience. that understanding that I have today. So it truly is that we are where we are supposed to be, whether we recognize it in this moment or not. It doesn't really matter whether we recognize it or not. But if we do, if we recognize that where we are right now is where we are supposed to be, it allows us to awaken to enjoy our lives here and now. It makes us free. It frees us up to enjoy our lives already, no matter where we are. Being able to recognize this has truly helped me on my journey. Because we are all humans, it's natural that we go through challenging times sometimes. It's perfectly natural. Sydney Banks used to say that life is a contact sport. And in a way that's true. But what kind of difference does it make if we can recognize when we go through those hard times, if we can recognize that we are where we are supposed to be, not only that we are already where we are supposed to be, but also that there's something that this experience where we are, there is something that this experience can teach us. There is something that this experience can allow us to see more deeply so that we can begin to enjoy our lives even more, so that we can allow our understanding to deepen and we can begin to experience these feelings of love and contentment in new depths. And what I have come to see also is that in my life that not only does it allow us to enjoy the present moment more when we recognize this, no matter where we are, no matter if we are going through challenging times, but also what has been helpful for me has been to recognize more how those times when I go through those challenging times, going through that experience is something that is allowing me to grow, to be more that person who I truly want to be. Grow to be that person who I truly am. From within. And also, those challenges that we go through, what I have begun to see is that they are here to prepare us to find those inner resources that we need to get us where we want to go. For me to go through that experience with anxiety and also to find those feelings of love within me. Today I see those experiences as these beautiful gifts that I have had the privilege to experience, that have allowed me to see something completely new, that have allowed me to awaken more to see who I truly am, that have allowed me to get where I want to go and be where I want to be today. I found this incredible feeling of power within me after having my experience, after having my insight about anxiety. And after finding this love within me, what this allowed me to do was that it truly allowed me to not only find love in a form of a relationship and recognize love when my partner walked into my life. But what it also allowed me to do was that it allowed me to be able to not only bring that relationship into my life, but also to be able to continue being in that relationship. Continue to recognize how the love always comes from within me. And that way I was able to build this long-term relationship that I am still blessed to experience today. Because if I haven't had my experience, I don't know if I would still be together with my partner. So when we go through those challenging times, not only do they are here to teach us something, but also they are here to prepare us so that we can truly have those things that our hearts desire. And when we begin to recognize more how this is true, when we stop resisting our experience, suddenly it becomes also somehow easier to go through those times when life feels hard. Steve Jobs used to say that you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. And this is what it's all about. Being able to see beyond those negative thoughts that tell us something different. Being able to see beyond those negative thoughts that might tell us that we are not where we are supposed to be. And simply when we are able to see beyond those thoughts and we let go of them, we stop entertaining ourselves with those thoughts. There's something else that comes to the surface. And that's our own inner knowing, our own inner being. That's that feeling of peace and contentment. And when we experience that peace and contentment, no matter where we are, what this will allow us to do is that it will allow us to see more. When we are not busy in our heads thinking about those negative thoughts, but when we are feeling peaceful and calm, we actually have more space in our minds for those new thoughts, for those insights to arise. Those insights, those sights from within that will make all the difference that we are looking for. Those insights, those answers that come from within you are the things that are going to make that change that you are looking for. And we have access to those insights in this very moment. So it's not really that we need to get where we want to go. We need to have that life that we think that is ideal for us. So that we can feel happy. So that we can feel loved. So that we can feel content. But when we find those feelings within us, when we find that peace, that love, that contentment from within, that's when we have that calm mind. That calm mind that is open for those insights that we need, that will allow us to get where we want to go in life. So it's kind of the opposite than what we usually think that it is. You have all that happiness that you can ever experience already within you. And the only thing that can ever stop you from experiencing this is a personal thought. It's a negative thought, it's a stressful thought. And if you are able to let go of that personal thought, that negative thought, that stressful thought, if you are able to let go of those thoughts, something will come from within you. Something will start to show up from within you. You will begin to experience more of the person who you truly are, from within, from your core. You will begin to experience more of that essence of what you truly are. You will begin to experience more of that, that is the natural state of your being, that is that love and happiness that you want to experience. It is already here for you to take in this very moment. And as soon as your mind calms down, as soon as your thinking calms down, you are going to experience it. Every single person, we all have that already within us. It's not that we need to get somewhere. It's not the place where we need to go, but it is the state of mind. As soon as our thinking comes down, as soon as our awareness arises, we will begin to experience more of that natural state of our being, that is pure love and happiness. You already have it within you. There's no other place where we need to go, but we all already have that within us. You already have that within you. So truly, it's not that we are not already where we need to be. We are exactly where we are supposed to be. Because no matter where you are, If you are not where you would like to be right now, there is something that you can learn from this experience that will allow you to get where your heart truly desires. And also, all that happiness, all that love, all that feeling of peace and contentment that we can ever experience, we already have within us, no matter where we are. And it's not that we need to get somewhere to be able to experience these feelings. That are so natural for us. But it's when we find these feelings from within, we become more open to experience new insights that not only will allow us to experience life in whole new depths, in a whole new way, but also these insights are that thing that will guide us where we want to go. And it all becomes obvious for us when we have that calm and clear mind, when we are experiencing these feelings of love and happiness and peace within us. It all becomes clear. Clear for us how there's nowhere to go. And what it is that we want to do with this moment that we are gifted with.